I am Daniel Likis, and welcome to Music 101. Music 101 is all about the music that I like. Music trivia. My top 5 music of the week. My top 10 music of the month, and a lot more. And today, I have my special guest. No other than Miss Angel.
Lou, Daniel. In an interesting road getting here.
And again, Miss NJ, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Norma Jean, or NJ, and I've worked as a DJ for somewhere between 13 and 20 years when I think about it. A professional vocalist, a background vocalist, music coach, and just all-round lover of classic rock and all music.
So what are we going to talk about today, Miss Andy?
Well, I have thought about the fact that it's important that I give my list of the most memorable and influential Canadian and creative Canadian classic rock bands.
Why is that?
Well, you see, I come from a slightly other generation than yourself.
What kind of generation are you, Gen X?
I am more like the more knowledgeable one. Let's call it that. A little bit from the past, you might say. Boomer, but I'm not quite a Gen X either. So
let's say just a blast from the past, right?
Yes, perfect. Number 5, okay. Want anybody to be begrudging or upset about the fact that I put these in this order, but they're the ones that I was familiar with first and how much they influenced me. My number 5 is Tragically Hip.
Oh, wow. We discussed last week. Why is number 5 now?
Yes, well, okay. I had to take a week to think about it. And I mean, as much as I love them, I wasn't really introduced to them until I started DJing, because I was so ensconced and absorbed with all the other ones. And when I started DJing at the nightclubs, that's when I found out how I really got to listen to their scope of music and really get into them. And that wasn't until early 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it changed a lot of things for me.
Okay, why Tragically Hip at number 5?
Well, like I say, I'd be perfectly happy to have them anywhere else, but 5 is where they're going to have to stay right now. Because they were, you know, Tragically Hip were a Canadian band from 87 to 2016, and their lead singer, Gord Downie, passed away from brain cancer in 2017, but they were called the most Canadian band in the world by the BBC. Yes, they were. Yeah, as the most Canadian band, which is sort of weird, but that's okay.
Okay. Let's again give information about Tragically Hip. It says a Tragically Hip, often referred to simply as the Heap, were a Canadian rock band formed in Kingston, Ontario in 1984, yep, consisting of vocalist Gord Downie, guitarist Paul, and guitarist Rob Baker.
Yeah, they'd had a couple of, like, this is the only band right till the end of their run when Gord Downie died. They had all the original members. They're probably one of the only Canadian bands who have done that. There may have been a switch up at the beginning, but before they turned into the Tragically Hip. Yeah, there was Gord Downie, Gord Sinclair, Paul Langlois, Johnny Fay, and Rob Baker. Yeah.
Oh, you pronounce that Paul Langlois.
Langlois.
Parle beau français. Oh, mademoiselle.
That's more French than I know. I know hors d'oeuvres, and that's about it. Or hors d'oeuvres, I guess you would say.
Okay, at number 5, Tragically Hip. by Miss Anjay.
You know what? There's so much to say about this band. They are just so prolific. It's unbelievable. The Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, $1 million, David.
You got it. They have so many songs. They have over 25 albums.
Really?
It's more like 30 because they did an awful lot of, when they split apart, they would still write together and produce albums, get albums produced and put out there. They have so many albums and so many songs, it's just overwhelming. And they've had a really interesting background, but they also stayed together for a pretty long time, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really, really tried to keep their stuff together for quite a while.
So let's give an information about Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay. Because
Bare Naked Ladies is a Canadian rock band formed in 1988 in Scarborough, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
The band developed a cult following in Canada with their self-titled 1991 cassette becoming the first independent release to be certified gold in Canada. They reached mainstream success in Canada, where they debuted with a reprise record, Gordon, featuring the single, If I Had $1 Million.
Betcha. That wasn't that in my personal opinion, which no one really usually cares about. That wasn't their best song.
For you, what is their best songs?
Well, first, let me give you a little piece of history. You know the show The Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
Yeah, they wrote that song. That's them performing the Big Bang Theory theme.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's Bare Naked Ladies.
That's awesome. I think that
their best song is 1 Week, in my opinion. It's called 1 Week.
1 Week. Okay. Yeah. Let's play that later after. If you are listening on Spotify, you can hear those music. But if you're using an Apple or whatever platform, you can hear the music because only Spotify offering the music because of copyright. Copyright.
Yeah, and Spotify's got all that. So
yes. What else can you say about Bare Naked Ladies?
It started out with Stephen Page and Ed Robertson. Stephen, they both were vocalists and they both played guitar, but Ed Robertson has carried on since Steve Page left. And it was a duo and then they turned into a quintet. Stephen Page's brother Jim jumped in and then Andy Cregan and Tyler Stewart. And Andy Cregan left and Kevin Hearn covered his spot. And then it became when Paige left, I forgot about Paige leaving. It turned into a quartet, but they're just really up tempo and the vocals are original and they do a lot of rap, like fast or like a freestyle rap.
Yes. Yes.
Really big in the States quickly. Actually, I think that they made it bigger there at the beginning before Canada even knew about them. We're a little slow on the uptake sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you compare Bare Naked Ladies to Tragically Hip, which they think is more famous?
Depends on your perception of what kind of music you like. Tragically Hip is for younger generation. I think Tragically Hip is more because they were more of a, they were considered a hard rock blues group, you know?
Yeah.
And Bare Naked Ladies was sort of a pop sound with rock. So they're more pop. So people like, you know, around, I don't know, like maybe mom and dads would understand the Bare Naked Ladies more than, you know, the 16-year-old. They're going to know Tragically. They called them the Hip is what it was short form to. So if you mention the Hip to anybody who understands anything about classical rock, like classic rock, they're going to know who the Hip is, but they may not know who Bare Naked Ladies are.
Yes, definitely. How can you know a bare naked ladies if you if I have $1 million, right?
Everybody knows that one. But the thing is that that was not their, in my opinion, not their strongest song, like I
The
say.
strongest. Okay. At number four, bare naked ladies. And at number three.
Okay, now this is a personal favorite because I have a lot of memories from this band, and they are very orchestral when they want to be. They're called Red Rider.
What?
Red
Red?
Rider.
Oh wow. Why you just like personal you like this group?
When I got married the first time.
Oh.
Well, if it doesn't work once, you should try it one more time, and then if you haven't learned anything, then you just stop. But the first time I was married, my then husband and I heard their first album and
Okay.
fell in love with this band. This guy was like, just he wrote all the music, he played almost every instrument, and he was dynamic. And we ended up getting tickets to go see him with backstage passes. And so we
Okay.
got to meet Tom Cochrane, the lead singer. Now, the band changed names in after a while. He was introduced to the band by their agent. And
Okay.
they already had a singer, but they said, well, he's a really good writer and a great musician and a good vocalist, so you should try him out. Half the band liked him and half the band didn't, so half the band left,
Oh,
and
wow.
yeah, and were replaced. And then he became then it became Tom Cochrane and Red Rider. So a lot of people might know of Tom Cochrane over Red Rider, but that's who it was. It was Tom Cochrane and Red Rider, and he had some of the most
Really?
fantastical songs I've ever heard.
Oh, that'd be awesome. So how can you describe their music?
They're very would be a pretty heavy rock band. They weren't a as much of a fun band, like Bare
Yeah.
Naked Ladies. They were a little less lighthearted, I guess you'd say, but they were very serious about what it was that they did. And they had lots of albums. I mean, like they're very prolific again, very, very well known in the States after a while, but it took them a little bit, you know. They're pretty heavy.
Okay, I will just give an information about Red Rider. It's like
Yeah.
is a Canadian rock band popular in the 1980s. While they achieved significant success in Canada, the band never had a song in the top 40 in the United States. Although, what is this album? The second album, Lunatic Fringe.
Yes.
From the second album in 1981, as far as I am,
Yeah.
become the popular on US album-oriented rock radio. They also charted on the Billboard Hot 100 with the White Hat from their debut album, Don't Fight It, in 1979.
Yes, they did.
Oh wow. So do you think their music is like pop music too, or combination
No.
of pop and rock?
No, yeah, but no, I'd say it's rock.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean that's my take on it as a DJ, but no, they weren't very poppy. You didn't hear very much popping going on. You heard a lot of
Popping.
hair. You heard a lot of heads banging. You know what I mean? It was kind of a, if I dare say, not a stoner music, but it was a you got deep into it. You know, like you got wrapped up and taken away with it.
Oh,
Yeah, very, very interesting.
awesome. So at number three, Red Rider. At number two.
Well, number two, there is so much to say about this band, and I have had interactions with them that I'm not too sure if you want me to tell about, but
You need to tell us so that our listener will be amazed of your list.
Okay, well, a while back, some years ago, I had to go to this diabetes function, a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And I went with my soon-to-be husband, my second, of course, soon-to-be husband. And we went in, and while Bill Henderson, who is the leader of Chilliwack,
okay, and
the most phenomenal voice maybe I could have possibly ever heard, he was up making an announcement because his daughter Saffron was the head of this charity for diabetes. It was diabetes, and my husband was busy talking to the sound man because that's what he does as well. And I got talking, Saffron walked over and I introduced myself, and she was incredibly social, nice and everything. And we're talking away, and then she had to get ready to go on stage to make an announcement and a presentation. And so her younger sister came over, who was a little bit more, a little more entertaining, if you know what I mean. She was like,
more very, funny,
very social, and very nice. I mean, her sister was too, but we got talking about something and she told me a funny story. And so I told her one back, and while I was describing it, I tend to use my hands when I'm talking. And Bill Henderson and said, and now my daughter Saffron will step up to the stage and make the announcement about how much we've raised.
Okay.
I threw my arms back while describing something and I hit her in the face and I broke her nose.
Oh, wow.
And started to pour. And the poor woman was 8 months pregnant at the time as well.
Oh my.
And she had to take napkins and roll them up and put them up her nostrils to stop from bleeding. And this was a very high quality kind of mucky muck event. And everybody was in ball gowns and tuxedos.
It's formal, eh?
Yes, very formal. And this poor woman, oh my God, I felt so horrible. And then we left very shortly after. Before she got my name, so yes. But they have had a great deal of tragedy in their band, like a lot of it.
So what is your number two then?
That's my number two is Chilliwack. They are fabulous. There's nothing you can hear from these guys that isn't interesting and well produced and well played, and they've got like a bazillion Junos.
Wow.
Like 19 or 30 or something like that. No, there's a lot of them. Yeah.
So if you will compare Chilliwack to Tragically Hip.
There, Chilliwack was a lot more, again, more fun-oriented. I mean, it wasn't like, I don't want to get it wrong that people think Tragically Hip wasn't fun, but they were grittier. Tragically Hip were a grittier, more politically sort of based band. They talked about Canada's politics and about the problems in the world. Like, they did an awful lot of stuff that was cause-worthy, you know, a lot of their songs. Whereas Chilliwack was, to begin with, they had over 40 different members in their band.
Oh, wow.
Like from one point to the next, like from in 20 years, they had 40 different people. Some of them were repeats, but people left and came back, and then they'd leave and somebody new would come in. But they were always really blue. They had a great blue side when they chose to use it, and they just did phenomenal kind of pop stuff. It wasn't really pop, but it was danceable.
Pop, you know? Rock.
Yeah. Yet again, it was a bit of a, but a very small gap in between the generations, much smaller gap than, say, Tragically Hip and Bare Naked Ladies, you know?
Yeah. So let's give a little bit information about Chilliwack. This is Haylack. It's a Canadian rock band centered on the singer and guitarist Bill Henderson. They were active from 1970 to 1988. Henderson reformed the band in 1997, and the band started off with a progressive rock sound that incorporated elements of rock, indigenous, jazz, and blues before moving towards a more straight-ahead hard rock pop rock sound by the mid-70s. So it's true what you're saying. It's like pop rock, right?
Yeah, but they had this fabulous blues flavor to them that would creep in every once in a while. Like in Rain O is one of their songs that I cannot get enough of. And it is just, it's like they were born to do that. And yet they did everything like they were born to do it.
It says their six best-selling songs were My Girl, Gone, Gone, Gone.
Yeah.
I Believe. Whatcha Gonna Do, Fly at Night, and Crazy Talk.
Oh. Yeah, that's what the world thinks. No.
But for you, what is your favorite song of Chilliwack?
Something I Like About You.
They are from Vancouver, British Columbia.
And they're named after the city in BC. And, oh, BC is, yeah, Vancouver's the, Chilliwack is a town about, oh, I don't know, kilometers, probably 150 kilometers outside of Vancouver.
At number two.
Chilliwack.
At number one.
Oh, my favorite band. Favorite. Because they were just so strange and wonderful. Their lead singer was like nothing I've ever heard before. And nothing much I'd ever seen before. But just the most phenomenal entertainer and singer. And I can't even describe it, but they had such an interesting set list every time that they played. And the energy on stage was unbelievable. Like, just, you just could not get enough of these guys once you heard them, for sure. I know that for a fact because I introduced a lot of people to Street Heart from where I came from, and they're now diehard fans. You know, unfortunately, the lead singer passed away a while back after a heart surgery, and so the band has reopened with a new singer.
Okay.
So, but I guess he sounds exactly like him. Anyways, they came from Regina, Saskatchewan, which is pretty close to where I used to live. This is from Saskatoon. And they really, really drew on the Canadian. They did a lot of club dates, a lot of bars, a lot of concerts, functions, and they really paid attention to what the people said in the audience. You know, the watchers, they listened to them and took advice from them about what they wanted to hear. And they had such an incredible lineup of musicians. And two of them, if not three, moved to go with Loverboy, which we spoke about last week.
Yes.
And the most important guy that was with them, Paul Dean, was the lead guitar. They had a falling out with in Street Heart, and for writing the rights to the lyrics and the music, and his management wasn't going to help him out, so he went with Loverboy. And that's where he really made it famous.
So what your criteria that Street Heart is your number one?
It's their creativity. I like things that will kind of, nothing they ever did sounded very much like anybody else's. Although they did make their first number one hit in the States before they hit Canada, before it hit Canada, was Under My Thumb by the Rolling Stones. But that wasn't intentional. Like, that was just something, they released it and it, the States went crazy for it. Because, of course, United States and Canada loved the Rolling Stones. But they did such an original version of it, but stuck to it, you know? Mm. Like, it was just, it was something that everybody talked about all the time. Back then, everybody was talking about Kenny Shields. He came from a band originally called Witness Incorporated. And most of the guys were with him that were with him in street art. And they did really good stuff there too, but they weren't getting recognized.
Oh, okay. So let's give a little bit background about Sweetheart. It's a Canadian rock band, originally from Regina, as you said, and later based in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Mm-hmm. Their best-known songs include Here Comes the Night, mm-hmm. them cover What Kind of Love Is This, and they cover of the Rolling Stones, Under My Thumb, as you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you compare Sweetheart to the Tragic Lip, which is their song is, are they the same or they are?
No, I couldn't say that they were. Tragically Hip, really, I got to tell you, Tragically Hip stood on their own, you know? They were like one force of what they did. Everything was linked. Everything was connected. Each song made sense, you know what I mean? Yeah. They did the same type of thing, but it was always good and it was always creative. Whereas Sweetheart did up, like they do slow stuff and they do crazy fast stuff, like Action, the song Action, which is one of my favorites, but it's a story in itself and it's, but I like that type of thing. They have really good, like excellent fast songs. Like One More Time, Hollywood, Can You Feel It? Can You Feel It is probably the one that I would have to go with for if somebody wants to test out Sweetheart, I go with that one.
Did they win the Juno Award?
Oh yes.
Oh, that'd be awesome. All your selected classic rock band are, did they won the Juno Award?
Oh yeah, yeah. Every single one of them.
So let's do the recap, Miss NJ, at number 5.
Tragically Hip.
At number 4.
Bare Naked Ladies. And who doesn't like Bare Naked Ladies?
Of course, but Jeff doesn't like it. You said, oh, what? I'm irritated with Baker. Oh, come on. Why?
All men like Bare Naked Ladies. They're all just wouldn't be so popular.
It's like a pop rock, right? You can tell with their music.
Yeah.
At number 3.
Red Rider.
Wow. What else you can say about Red Rider?
That they rocked and they were like awesome. I think that one more thing. And that they hired the symphony, as did Procol Harum and a couple other European bands, to play with them in concert. And it was mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing, as in mind-blowing.
Yes.
Okay. At number 2.
Well, it's Chilliwack.
Oh, wow. Refreshing.
And you can't beat Chilliwack unless you're the other one.
We live in British Columbia, so Chilliwack. Number 2. At number 1.
Street Art, my big winner.
Woo-hoo.
My winner.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Angie, for your list. It's really entertaining. And if you go back to a classical rock band in Canada, really amazing that we look back for those bands that give us inspiration to live one more time, right? If you listen to their music.
That's a good lead-in, to that. That was perfect. Yeah.
That'd be amazing. And thank you for listening with us, because on us, I think this is only the second week that we're doing, and we are on number 198 on Apple charts. Wow, Miss NJ, congratulations.
You're up, baby. Moving on.
Congratulations for us, because we are just on the third week, and then we are already on the Apple charts.
All right.
Okay, all right. So we will continue doing this, because Miss NJ and I will bring you a good music trivia. What else, Miss NJ, we can bring?
Oh, we will teach you things about music that you never even thought your brain could handle.
Wow. Good job.
And you will be blown away.
With trivia and lots of trivia.
Yes, lots and lots.
That's. Thank you, Miss MJ.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
More to come, people. See you soon.